What?
You swag and surf?
Yeah, man.
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
Oh, man. You're damn right, Kirk.
Hold on my body.
Damn right, Kirk. Kirk got, he got that cold on his body.
He cold, yeah.
Yeah, that cold on his body.
They sell polo and colds.
They got that cold on his body. That cold on his body.
I think. I don't know. They're doing that, probably.
Yeah, they got them cold clothes
on
his body.
Yeah, I didn't hear a lot of Kirk Cousins walking in traps, taking over traps, mashups last week when they played the way they played against Seattle.
Andy, but, did you hear the one this morning? I heard, you know, because I'll go back and look at stuff and his pregame speech.
I did.
Yeah.
No cap. Something about
no
a trap.
No cap trap. Hell yeah, Kurt. Hell yeah.
Yeah, no.
Say it for all the papas out there.
Look, if they're 5-3 and they're 4-0 in the division and he's throwing for all those yards and touchdowns, great.
Because you know what happened? His teammates were saying it.
Yeah, exactly. They buy into
his teammates were saying it.
That's the thing about all this stuff. Like, people want to give him a hard time from an outside perspective. Whatever, man. The guys in that locker room.
They love him.
Love him. And the fans are enjoying it, too, because the team's playing good. Jameis is the same thing.
Yes.
Like, the people that were in that huddle, I don't know what the hell Jameis is talking about sometimes.
And a lot of times.
They don't either. But he says it with conviction. And he ended it with believe, and they believed, okay? Jameis had those guys believe, and they went out there, and they won the football game yesterday. So we talk about it with coaches all the time. It might not be true. Like, it might not resonate outside the team, but if they believe it, that's all that matters.
That's all.
Perception is reality, man. Like, if you get everybody rowing the same direction or whatever you want to call it, however you do it, then it works.
Yep.
And that's it.
But that's what winning does.
Yes.
That's what winning does.
Yes.
That's what winning does. Been on a bad team with some dudes that be in that damn huddle for the game, like, man, shut the hell up.
And no one wants.
No one
wants
to hear that, dog.
No one wants this inspirational
speech.
Nobody
wants to hear it. It's always like the third tackle. The third tackle. Or the guy that comes in on like on short yards goal line linebacker. Man, shut the hell up, man. You can play four plays. I'm here talking about it. I hear that.
Yeah, man.
I don't hear that.
No, we don't. We don't want to hear that.
But it was awesome, though.
It was.
It was awesome to hear him. No cap in the trap.
Well, yeah.
I don't even know what Kirk was saying, but I damn sure loved it.
I thought it was fake, honestly. When I saw it first, I was like, oh, this is like AI.
Is it?
I don't think it is.
Oh.
No, I think he made up a little poem. And
could you imagine him sitting at a dining room table?
He definitely wrote that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's at the dining room table with Miss Cousins. Hey, babe. How you think about this?
What rhymes with trap?
Cap. You can't say no cap.
Perfect.
There we go.
That's great.
I love it.
A lot of stuff rhymes with trap. Very helpful.
I love it. I love it. I love it, man. But hey, once again, all it takes is them 52.
Yeah.
Them 52. Because we'll talk about Cleveland. And they played, because the same guys were playing.
Yes. For the one guy.
Except for the one guy.
Yeah.
They played so much better. Played with so much energy.
Yeah, They really were focused. Yeah.
Because the one guy.
Yeah.
Because the other 52 were sitting there looking at Kevin Stefanski, who, by the way, is a hell of a football coach.
He is a hell of a football coach.
He's a hell of a football coach.
Two-time NFL coach.
He's a hell of a football coach.
Yeah.
But they're looking at him like, you a damn lion.
Yeah. And he's looking at them like,
but
you know why, right?
But I got you guys.
Like, they're telling me to start
him.
I can't. It's $200 million. Yeah. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, and that's what we said about the Browns all year is they have talent.
Yeah.
And now Chubb's back, too, which is a nice little injection of energy as well. He played pretty good.
David Njoku started making plays
again. Yeah, like, that guy, right. Yeah. I haven't seen him in a while.
And they still – But Jameis had a Jameis moment.
Oh, yeah. They should have lost the game.
Yeah.
Jameis threw the ball to Kyle Hamilton.
Threw the ball right to him.
Right to him. Kyle Hamilton just forgot how to catch. Like, both of his arms stopped working
right
at the same time. He drops it. They score a touchdown, like, the next play,
play
or the play
the
after
next
that.
Next play.
Yeah. No, that's what always happens. Jameis tried to give him the game.
Yes.
And then they didn't take it. And then he did. That's the duality of Jameis right there.
Yep.
He'll throw it to the wrong guy. Just egregiously, and if you don't take advantage of it, he'll throw a great pass the very next play.
Yes.
Just airs it out, and it's a touchdown. That's what it is. All right, let's get we'll get to that. We absolutely have to let you hear some Jameis Winston audio in about 15 minutes from right now, because he was on one yesterday, man. He was so ready to get back out there and start giving pregame speeches. That's like 2 years worth of pregame speeches
built
all
up,
bottled up
built
into
up,
one game.
Built up.
So we'll let you hear some of that. Well, there's another quarterback who decided to take himself out of a game.
Give me a mother-loving break.
Got a little winded, so I had to come out for a play.
Ooh, boy.
We'll get there, but let's start with some Falcons here in an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's hear I mean, it's every Sunday you can say stuff about this guy. He's just been phenomenal since the Falcons went out and got him. To create two turnovers on your own in a day is pretty special, and that's what Jesse Bates did yesterday.
Receiver in motion to the near side, the rookie McMillan. They're going to hand to White again. He'll take it out to the 43-yard line. Tackle is made
again. Ball came out, Wes.
Oh, the ball came out. Atlanta says they've got it. Jesse Bates says he has it. Mayfield hands to Irving, back to Mayfield. Wants to throw deep. Downfield, and it is intercepted, Jesse Bates.
Wrong guy to try, baby. Wrong guy to try.
Yeah, man, that first that fumble punch out, he's perfecting that.
That peanut punch.
Yeah, man, he's perfecting the peanut punch. That was so early in the game and so quick, I didn't even really realize what was going on. Like the game started, and then, you know, they're kind of rolling a little bit, and then Jesse gets that punch in, and the Falcons have the ball, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Field position, this is great. They go down and score immediately. That fourth down pass to Kyle Pitts, just a great throw by Kirk when everything else wasn't available. He finds Kyle over the top. Kyle gets another one in the first half as well.
Yeah, man.
Maybe.
Dude.
But it counts, so we'll take it.
The protection that he had to come back to Kyle on that fourth down. I mean, and Kyle was wide open. He was wide open. He was coming free. And I don't think he was not the intended player on that. But for Kirk to
– don't think so.
To come all the way back and then hit that. And then we talked about the touchdown. It was a touchdown. But whatever, you got to run through the tape. You got to run through. I saw.
Why do guys?
Everybody asks all that question all the time, because I saw a college football game ended.
UCF a couple weeks ago. Yeah. It was Iowa State.
They had the ball. They had Iowa State. They dropped the ball.
They had him.
You know, I don't know. I've done it. I've never done that. But I've dropped the ball. I was in the end zone when I did it.
Yeah, I understand why you might drop it once you get into the end zone.
I was in the end zone.
Because then you want to celebrate.
I was in the end zone, and I did that casual flip.
Okay.
And I never did it again.
How far into the end zone were you?
I was like 3 yards in.
It was
against Tech.
You were pretty safe.
It was in college. Yeah, it was in college.
Okay. You were pretty safe.
Yeah, it was in Tech. I flipped it, but I was in the end zone already when I flipped it. But I think the play itself for Kyle catching it and pulling away and doing the stiff arm was unbelievable.
That's the Kyle Pitts we've been looking for.
That's the guy that
everybody's been telling us about since he got drafted, was to do stuff like that.
That right there.
That was crazy.
Yes, and then, you know, and I know somebody tweeted, Kyle got alligator arms again. Well, it's better. I think it was right before the half or something like that.
Okay.
It was a little check down. And if he would have caught it, they would have ran the clock out. Mm. So, yeah, Kyle saw it. I'm not saying alligator arms on purpose, but it was good that he didn't catch it. He got the next one. But, yeah, that's Kyle Pitts. When you see him catching the ball over the middle and running away from people, that's what I see and things like that. But, I mean, everything was great. I mean, the progression, and I heard Gio say this on the broadcast about Kurt Warner. He's an elite, and Ross says it all the time, an elite processor.
Oh, yeah.
The touchdown to Bijan, that's fourth option.
Yeah.
He started right
and
came all the way back. And then found Bijan, and Bijan running into the damn end zone. Bijan, I like the cocky.
It was kind of cool.
It was kind of cool.
After Kyle did what he did, it was a little bit like, come on, that was the only thing. Tighten it up. Just a little thing. I know.
That was the only thing.
But it did look cool.
Yeah, it did.
Kind of stepped back and flies by him and all that. It was good. They had Greg Olsen on the broadcast yesterday on National Tight Ends Day, too.
Yeah, man.
Did George Kittle create this?
I don't know.
Like, George Kittle just said a couple years ago, it was like, hey, it's National Tight Ends Day.
He might have.
And then everyone's like, yep.
He might have. All I know is all them boys was balling.
It's weird how it's always on a Sunday.
Yeah. It's like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
How's it always on Thursday? It's every
Christmas changes every year.
Yeah, but I thought he was balled. Yeah, all them balled yesterday. All of them balled. Even the one on the other team balled yesterday.
Yeah, Kate Otten had two touchdowns yesterday. Kyle Pitts had two touchdowns. Just across the board. And George Kittle had a huge day yesterday. Across the board, tight ends were going wild yesterday, which is pretty fun to watch. Here's Raheem Morris talking about Kirk Cousins going wild, too.
We went and got him for that zone replay run today when he scrambled up the middle. Did a great job. He got a sneak today. I mean, I'm fired up, man, what he's able to do. He's a processor. He's smart. He knows situational ball. He keeps us in the right frame of mind, and that's what he's supposed to do.
I was trying to figure out when I saw him run, because I never played with an athletic running quarterback before. And the funniest quarterback that I've ever been around that runs a football is Phillip Rivers.
Yeah. The man's legs look like they weigh 100 pounds
each. Phillip Rivers is the funniest dude I've ever watched run with the football as far as my team. And that yesterday, I was like, get there, Kurt.
Go.
Because you're like that. Go. Like, go.
Because he wasn't doing that, like, escape up the sideline thing, like something. He was running down the middle of the field.
Go.
Like, go, but also don't get hit.
Yeah.
But somebody's going to come try to kill you.
You're like, okay, it's 13 yards. Okay. Now, usually, like, you look at most athletes, you get 13 yards when it's that wide open, like how it was. Like, that's Bijan. Bijan going to score. he's probably going to score.
Yeah.
But you're like, Kurt.
That's the longest 13 yards of the year.
Now, my thing is, did he try, because the great thing, he had the little pump fake to get some room and everything like that. Was he trying at the end, because that's another thing that quarterbacks, not enough for the quarterback, they fall bad. they fall bad.
Yeah.
And so,
he fell forward.
But it was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was really bad.
Because I'm like, is he trying to stick the ball out to get it? No. Or whatever. But it was a play.
He had one earlier in the game where I think they might have sacked him. I don't remember what it was. But we were at the bar at Hammerheads, and they had the game on, huge screen, all Falcons fans, great vibe yesterday. Shout out to everybody that came out and watched with us and all the 92.9 The Game listeners and all that. And as Kirk kind of took off running, everybody kind of had like the simultaneous like, oh, the groan.
Right.
Because it just looks like it hurts when he tries to sprint. Because his legs just move. Like everyone else on the screen is moving so fast.
Yes.
And then he's just like, it's like, wait a minute. They hit the slow-mo button on Kirk?
Yeah.
But hey, he got there. He got there. And they QB sneaked later, and he got there too that one, and kind of whatever.
Yeah, no, that wasn't no help. He wasn't getting that quarterback.
Nah, we'll take it.
That was it's good because it worked.
Yes,
but it was awful. It was awful. Now you see why they don't quarterback sneak with him. But I didn't know I didn't think they were gonna run it though. I did not think they were gonna run a sneak with him.
Uh-uh.
I did not.
There was a couple times in that late in the game where it was like, man, if you, I know it's gutsy, and if it goes wrong, then you get killed for it. But like, Tampa was just selling out on the run.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you dialed up a play action, somebody's walking.
And that's what we talked about when you're trying to get them to use their timeouts, but yet you're only gaining a yard or half a yard, and then it's third down and nine.
Yeah,
you know that's
almost because Zach Robinson's got a little bit of gambler in him.
I would have put it on the perimeter.
Yeah,
I might have put it on the perimeter and seeing if Bijan could beat somebody through the corner or something.
Yeah,
that's what I would have probably done.
Like a really high percentage throw.
Yeah, something like that. The loop pass that
dude, he gets the edge on people.
And it's just so
crazy.
Smooth, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It's just so smooth how he runs it.
Yeah.
Just love watching him.
All right, we'll come back with the NFL No Huddle Part 2. We'll get to everything else that we can that happened on Sunday, including some Jameis Winston audio for sure. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It wasn't a swag surf. It was about going on the road and going into someone's trap and trying to take over their trap.
NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Monday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Midday show with Andy and Randy. We will get the phone lines open in about 20 minutes to get some Falcons fan reaction to the win yesterday. 404-726-0929. You can call in and let us know what you think. Big picture, we can talk about yesterday. We can talk about the good and the bad. The floor will be open to you. Let's get to the other games around the league from yesterday, though. I don't know. It's probably my favorite story. I don't know if it's the biggest story. There's a lot of stories. Yesterday was a weird day.
Yeah, it was.
Teams that you did not expect to beat, pretty good teams did. I mean, the Browns beat the Ravens. The Ravens have now lost to the Raiders and the Browns. I think they're really good, but they lost to the Raiders and the Browns.
I do too. And they win the game if Kyle can catch.
Right. They would have won that game if Kyle Hamilton doesn't drop the interception.
Or if, was it Zay Flowers? Who was that? Or Rashad Bateman? That was a damn punt.
Yeah.
That ball hit him so hard in his damn chest. Like, let it bobble off your hands, Andy.
Yeah, right.
That ball hit him dead in his damn chest.
Don't chest trap it. Catch it.
Hit him dead in his chest.
But the story is Jameis. Jameis getting back out there. Here he is talking about his favorite inspirational speaker.
There's a white boy from Detroit that I really admire named Eminem. He said, you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity lasts once in a lifetime. And I know I got a quote, Eminem, he's from Detroit, he's right up the road. But, man, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that the Lord provided me with this opportunity. I'm grateful for my teammates, my coaches, and these amazing fans.
I love it.
Does he think we don't know who Eminem is?
But he did say Eminem.
I know, but
he did say him after this.
He could have just said
Eminem. The guy,
white boy from Detroit. We know who he is. Famous.
Jameis, like, if you're a teammate of Jameis, and this is what they, because everybody that I've ever heard about Jameis as far as just a teammate, they love him. They love him. Positive energy, all those different things. We know Jameis do some weird stuff. Going back, we can talk about the crab legs. My favorite Jameis Winston Florida State story was, you remember when he was suspended? You remember he was suspended?
In his uniform?
And he came out there dressed for the game, and Jimbo looked at him
the
like.
The original Russell Wilson.
Jimbo looked at him like, Jimbo. Tim Hollins is like, what the hell are you doing?
No, go put warm-ups on.
What are you doing? Yeah, but I mean, yeah. James came out there like, what? Oh, you were serious. Oh, I'm suspended. Oh.
Actually suspended?
Oh, actually suspended?
I thought it was just like you were getting the guys fired up.
Yeah, whatever, man. But no, I mean, we said it earlier. Kevin Stefanski is a hell of a football coach. He gave up play calling to Ken Dorsey and all those different things. But, I mean, this man – look how this team plays with anybody not that guy's quarterback. Yeah. They went to their playoffs with Joe Flacco.
They did.
You know what I mean? They won. I mean, and obviously Jameis has had starting experience. It's been the last few weeks you hear more, hey, why ain't Jameis playing? You know, and so Jameis got his opportunity, that new Jameis energy and everything. But they beat the damn Ravens, you know.
Yeah, the Ravens are awesome.
They beat the Ravens with all the same players that were there the previous week.
Yeah.
You know, and so – good for them, man. Good for Jameis. Good for Jameis. And it's going to keep getting funnier and funnier the more and more he gets press time.
Yeah.
The more and more Jameis gets in front of that.
Like, I don't really care one way or the other if the Browns win games.
Don't care.
You know what I mean?
Don't care.
If they keep winning,
don't care.
Jameis gets to keep doing this
don't
stuff.
Don't care.
Then we get more Jameis, which I do care about, and I do want that. I don't know. They do have good players, though. I mean, that's the thing. They have good players on that team.
They
have a decent roster. They just had a guy playing quarterback that was like one of the worst quarterbacks we've seen in the last 20 years of the NFL. And you get Jameis in there, he throws for 300. Aaron Rodgers can't do it.
Aaron Rodgers ain't throwing 330 games.
Now,
30 straight games.
Jameis played one game, threw for 330.
You only get
yesterday.
One shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Do not miss your chance.
Do not.
Yeah, the Patriots beat the Jets. That's it, right? I mean, I've said this five times this year, but that's it for them?
They're bad, man.
They're terrible.
They're terrible. They have no identity.
Who do you fire now?
Exactly. Who do you fire? Gerard Mayo called his team soft last week. I heard Dan Oates had a stat. It was 700 and something and one when a team scores 20 plus points and holds the opponent to less than 250 yards.
Wow.
It was 700 something and one.
And that one
was yesterday.
The damn Jets. Yeah.
The damn Jets.
Shout out to Jacoby Brissett, by the way.
Yeah, man. Just a professional.
Coming in that game because Drake May started, obviously.
Just a professional.
He gets knocked out. And Jacoby comes in and just plays
just a
solid. Yeah, that last drive to go down and win the game. Like, I don't know. I like that guy.
Just a professional.
Just a solid professional quarterback. Yeah, speaking of professionals, I don't know. I mean, I thought he was going to be good. I didn't know he was going to be this good this quickly. Ladd McConkey just scores touchdowns.
Herbert to throw. And lobs it downfield for McConkey. Caught! McConkey right sideline. Defender falls to the 20. Turn on the Jets, lad, to the 15, to the 10, upfield, into the end zone. Oh, lad. Touchdown,
lad.
Chargers.
Go, lad.
60 yards. The longest pass play of the season.
Way to go, lad.
Lad freaking McConkey.
Lad. Love that
Six
dude.
Six catches, 111 yards, two touchdowns. That was a jump ball. Just go get
the
it.
The second one, when he just – I'm like, look at you. Look at my head out there balling, man. Good for him, man.
He's really good.
I love Ladd. I love him. Love me some Brock Bowers. You know how I feel about them two dudes. But, yeah, good for Ladd. And I think, you know, they're just hanging in there. They're just doing what they do.
Yeah.
You know, not asking the quarterback to do too much, but he's good enough to do too much. And so they're going to have that formula and run the football and do all those different things. But, yeah, the Saints are – bad.
They're very bad.
They're bad.
Very, very bad.
They're struggling and everything like that. They try to fight back in it, but they're bad.
All the teams in the NFC South outside of the Falcons, obviously the Falcons beat the Bucks, but the Saints lost. They're 2-6. Yeah.
But the best thing about it yesterday
was we're going to get
to another quarterback, and we talk about teammates having your back. But did you see the clip of the Chargers offensive lineman? Like, the guy had Herbert's leg and was rolling with it, and old boy just comes and dives it. That's when you have – your quarterback's back. Because you know why? The quarterback has your back.
That's great.
Yeah. Love it.
Love to see it.
Love it.
I'm sure they still have his back, but I bet he's got some teammates looking at him funny, and that's Anthony Richardson, who asked for a sub during a game. I've never seen a quarterback do that before, certainly not in the NFL. Here he is talking about it afterwards.
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did, and I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play, so I just... you know, just told Sam I just needed a break right there.
Say I got hit in the junk.
Gotta lie.
Say something.
Have to lie.
Say something.
Yep.
There's six positions on the offense that you can't tap out. Now, you should never, but if sometimes you run a deep route or a running back has four and five carries in a row, but it's the five offensive linemen. They don't ever tap out because they're tired and they play all the plays. And then it's the quarterback. I never seen a quarterback tap out and wasn't hurt. I was tired. Ain't never, ever, 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 ever seen that. Now, I don't know how I can always go from my perspective how I would feel about it. Yes, I'm feeling a certain type of way about his brother.
Yeah.
You know? But one, there's two reasons why. One, because he ain't playing good. Right. And the other guy's better than him. And so now we got to play him, understandably, he's developing all those other things.
Sure.
But as a vet in a locker room who wants to freaking win, I don't want to see a quarterback develop while I'm running out of damn time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm in my prime.
Yeah, I'm in my damn prime right now.
And again, that's a team that has some pretty good players. They got like a pretty decent roster.
I'm in my prime right now. I ain't got time to be developed. Look at him. Look at him.
Developed into what?
Developed. Go take him on the, because you know there's usually three practice fields out there and everything.
Take him over there.
Take him to the third field where the kicker's at.
Go by the kickers.
Yes. And let him develop.
Yeah. Let him work.
We need to win some football games.
Because Joe Flacco wins when he plays.
Yeah.
He wins. They win games when he plays.
But yeah, I would feel a certain type of way about that because I ain't never, that's when you are a, I kind of twisted something in my knee because I have seen quarterbacks come out for a play because something got, wind got knocked out of him or something.
Yeah, you got hurt.
Yeah, I've seen that. But I ain't never seen nobody, a quarterback.
Hey, coach. Coach, what's wrong, Anthony? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm good.
I'm just tired.
Just need to get a little Gatorade. I'll get back in there next play.
Never seen it.
The hell you will.
I'll
be like, nah, you're good. If you're tired, go on. We'll get Joe's going to play the rest of the game.
Because the thing about
try to work on your conditioning this week.
Shane Steichen and the offensive coaches said, okay, Anthony had a run or something. Let's hand the ball off.
Yeah, and they did hand the ball off the next play. I just wonder, like, when he said that, I would love to see Shane Steichen's face.
Yes.
It's like,
what?
Excuse me?
You're tired.
You're tired?
I ain't going to lie, I'm tired.
Oh.
No, yeah, you should lie.
Lie, please lie.
Yeah, you should lie.
Lie to me. Tell me something hurts.
I ain't never ever seen that like
it's
that.
It's a must-lie situation. The Lions scored 52 points on the Titans yesterday.
They scored a 52 in a damn, in an NFL game.
And they did, and their quarterback threw for less than 100 yards.
Yes.
Like, they had special teams plays in that game. They had turnovers in that game. I think they scored 35 points, like five touchdowns, on 30-yard or shorter drives because of punt returns and turnovers. Now, the Titans are horrible.
I think this is probably one of the things that we talked about before the season. I was like, what are the Titans? Never. I know they got all right players.
Yeah.
But I never believed in Will Levis.
No.
And, you know, you let go of Derrick Henry, rightfully so. You go out and get rid. You got Hop. I thought they were going to be able to do something. You got an offensive head coach. But if you had the quarterback, it don't matter who the hell the head coach is.
I mean, and that's what it is. Mason Rudolph's just gifting him short fields.
He's awful.
He's bad.
He's awful, though.
Levis is bad, and that's your situation.
Awful.
So they traded Hopkins. You see that?
Yeah, he went to the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs now.
Good for him. Good for him.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah.
Woo. They won again, by the way. I was hoping because you know the Raiders made fun of Mahomes for sounding like Kermit and all that. I was hoping he was going to go off on
dust them all.
He didn't
dust them all.
Now they but won.
Kelce came
they
out.
Won, and that's
like,
all they do.
Here's a stat for him yesterday: tight end national tight end day because he scored yesterday 177 catches and 16 touchdowns for tight ends yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Most catches ever on a Sunday for tight ends.
Yes. Yes. But he played well and everything, and it was crazy because when we were flying back in, our first we had a layover in San Fran, and so going through security, whole bunch of Raider fans going to this game, and I was just casually chatting with him and everything. He's like, "Yeah, I think we're going to get Mahomes this time. Yeah, I don't think he's recovered from the he said from the Muppet situation." And that brought me. I was like, "Oh yeah, I forgot about that." He's fine.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right. The crazy thing is, like, they're 7-0. Obviously, their defense is incredible and playing very well. I just feel like their offense will click at some point.
Because of him.
Because it's him, and now they do have Hopkins and getting healthier and stuff like that. Like, when they do, it feels almost like Georgia. You know, it's like their defense is playing well. The offense hasn't quite got it together yet. If they do, good luck. Because they're 7-0 with not playing particularly well.
Yep.
In the NFL.
Yep.
Just insane.
Yep.
It's totally insane.
But they got that guy.
They got that guy.
They got that
guy. He goes out and wins every single weekend. All right, let's hear the way it ended in Washington. Jaden Daniels with some more magic.
Foreman at the goal line. They bring three. Daniels backing up. He's just going to have to let one fly. Goes to the right side. Steps away from the defenders. Gives himself some time. Now steps up. Fires. Heads towards the end zone. It is
Dude.
What happened?
I don't know. Dude, that was so crazy. It was crazy. Because the thing about it, Washington didn't do crap all day.
All day.
They didn't do anything all day.
Couple field goals.
All right, there were three things. The Bears hand it to the damn running back. That was dumb as hell.
Yeah.
Hand the ball to the running
back.
Don't get cute and give the ball to a damn offensive lineman in that situation.
Yeah.
Okay? Give it to the damn running back. Why? And I heard Tony Romo, he was absolutely correct. Because he's not going to be a throw this far. Get this. Tony called it. Get this 12-yard out, bam, so we can get in it. Why rush three people? Stevenson, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, Tariq Stevenson thought the game was
over.
What
are you doing?
I don't know what he was doing.
I don't understand. And Eberflus, call timeout.
Yeah, you got it.
Let's call timeout.
You got a defensive back
in
your Hail Mary prevent coverage, whatever you're calling it, like hyping the crowd up in the corner of the field.
And the ball was in play.
The game's going on.
And then he comes in and messes up everything.
Yeah, and then they probably wish he wouldn't have realized the play was going on because he figured it out, and then he runs in there and jumps over everybody and tips it to
the
guy.
And he messed up everything
in the play. He screwed the whole play up.
Like, it worked so perfect. It was perfect how it worked out for Washington because in every position on a Hail Mary, you got the jumper, you got the guy in the front, you got the guy in the back. The guy who caught the ball, that's where he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's where he's supposed to be.
Yeah, you let a guy leak out the back and you put somebody in the front. If it gets deflected,
and
he catches it.
And his ass come in there and messes up and knocks the ball. It's a damn inter-
like what? And then he had a tweet about it. He's like, I'm going to learn from it. What are you going
to
learn?
What are you going to learn? What are you going to learn? Dummy?
When did Dan Quinn start wearing his hat backwards all the time?
He's always worn it backwards.
Has he? Even when he was here?
No. You know what? I don't know if it was here. I know in Dallas. It was always in Dallas.
Yeah, in Dallas he had those like safety goggles on,
Dallas,
too.
I think maybe because, he's head coach there. I don't know. I like the look.
It's okay.
Yeah, I like the look.
Yeah, I mean, you're 6-2. You do whatever you want. You do whatever you want.
I don't know what it's like up there in Washington, but to have that owner out of the way and to have good vibes around that organization.
This is the best things have felt for them. I mean.
I don't know.
Gibbs? Like,
that first
they had like
RG3?
That a minute with RG3. Yeah. It went so quickly. Yeah. But yeah, that year they enjoyed that for sure. But yeah, no, it's fun.
Yeah, man.
It's good for them. That's a great, great NFL fan base. If you give them a reason to be. And right now, they certainly are getting that reason. All right, the phone lines are open, Falcons fans. 404-726-0929. Call in. Let us know what you thought of yesterday's win. We can go big picture perspective at 5-3. We can talk about being 4-0 in the division. Maybe there's a moment from yesterday's game that stands out that you want to talk about. The floor is yours. We'll talk it out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Victory Monday. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929 for Falcons fans will react to yesterday's win. A couple phone lines. We've got a couple people on hold, but there are a couple phone lines available if you do want to jump on. We'll get back into that win with some audio and reaction and all that, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Haven't had a chance really at all today just because of the way it's kind of broken down to talk much about the college football Saturday. Those some fun games on Saturday. So we'll get into that. That LSU-Texas A&M game was like two different games.
Yeah,
It was going one way. And I know Bo, watched it, obviously. They put in that with Marcel Reed. Mm-hmm. Good Lord. Everything changed. Yeah. I think he probably should stay in.
Why isn't he?
Well, I don't think he is now.
Yeah.
I don't know. But a switch was flipped in that football game.
Elko's a good damn football coach.
Yes.
You would have thought he would have made that decision earlier.
Yeah, and he's gone back and forth with injuries and stuff. Right. I think he's handled it pretty well. And then, you make that choice, and now you only undefeated team in conference play in the SEC.
It's crazy.
College football has been nuts so far. Anyway, we'll get to that at 1:20 AMA an hour from right now, which will be another opportunity for Falcons fans to call in and sound off about yesterday's win if you would like to. But we'll start with Cody, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Cody.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Monday.
Hey, Cody.
Happy Victory Monday, man.
Yeah, man. That's right.
Kirk Cousins was throwing darts out there, baby. Let's go. But there's always a but. We will not win a playoff game with our defense looking like that, man. I understand why Terry didn't want to make a move before this game, because you don't want to give up a lot if you're going to go 4-4 and have to grind out the rest of the season. But now that our playoff chances are really high, dude, you got to make a move, get a pass rusher or something in there, help this defense out, because we're blessed to have help on the back end, but we can't keep counting on that. And if we want to make a deep run, man, we got to go get some help on defense. But let's go Falcons, baby. We up.
No doubt.
Yeah, Cody, I agree. I mean, we said it last week before they won the game on Sunday. Now they're 4-0 in the division, and the path to the playoffs is so clear. You owe it to the team to try to make the team better
yes.
in the obvious place where you're not.
Yes, like I agree with that.
You've got a quarterback who can go. You've got great running backs. You've got pass catchers. You've got guys on the back end of the defense that are playing at an elite level. You just don't have anything on the line from a pass rushing perspective, and you haven't for years. But you weren't very good the last couple of years, mm-hmm. so I understand why you didn't go out and make trades. Like you got. I know it's not as easy as we're making it sound to just go get a guy, but teams are going to get pass rushers in the next couple of weeks. You need to be one of the teams that does that because you owe it to yourself. You owe it to this roster to try to do everything you can to win because it's a pretty good team.
I agree with that, and it always goes back to, well, who are you going to go get? And I think and the thing with – like the Falcons are not a – who the names you get? Harold Landry or those guys are – they're not going to – You know, transform this pass rush. If you're talking about going to get a guy, and we saw that all the franchises of those guys said, they ain't going nowhere, so stop talking about it, stop asking.
Yeah, no one's trading Myles Garrett. Yeah. No one's trading Max Crosby.
They ain't going nowhere.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. But those are the names that you think of first because those are the guys that are the best at
the NFL.
Do
you go back now? Your best bet? No, that's still not going to work. Would you go back to the Jets since their season's over? And go get Hassan Reddick.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like somebody, I don't know where you go from there because the one thing you can always say, well, hell, they just gonna you just gotta play better defense.
Right. And that is true. And that is you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of clear that they can't. You know what I mean? Like I don't think they've just been holding back.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They ain't sandbagging.
They're not. From a personnel standpoint, as far as the defensive line goes, they do not have the guys to get to the quarterback. You can't say it any more clearly than that.
No.
If you need numbers to back it up, go look at the pressure rates and the sack numbers and all of the stuff from this season, and you can see where the Falcons rank in terms of the NFL. So, yeah, I mean, that's the solution, is there's no one on the roster that's going to get immediately that much better.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could play some of the young guys if you want, but I have a feeling there's a reason they're not playing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's again, they're not being cheeky. They're not being coy. They're like, oh, we're going to wait until November, and then we're going to unleash the Kraken in our pass rush game. No, that's not what they're doing. They don't have guys.
No.
They don't have them.
No.
That's why they went and got Judon, which was great, and we thought maybe that would, but it hasn't.
It looked good at first. But now he ain't dead.
It certainly looked good on paper. But yeah, he hasn't done anything.
Neither.
He's got a sack and a half, and we're nine games in the season.
Yeah, another thing.
Eight games in the season. Za'Darius Smith is a name from Cleveland.
I love Za'Darius. He's a solid performer. He's a solid pass rusher.
Solid pass rusher.
Yeah, but are they going to blow it up now?
Yeah.
No.
I think still, don't you?
No.
They won one game, and they're
going to? Dude.
2-6?
They believe in anybody but that guy.
Yeah, no, that's true. But, like, maybe they lose one more.
Do they lose this weekend? Okay.
Yeah, maybe they lose this weekend. I don't know. I mean, they did beat the Ravens. Like, maybe that changes it because you beat a really good team and you can talk yourself into being good. They play the Chargers. Browns play the Chargers on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
We got to root for the Chargers. Chargers got to beat the Browns so the Falcons can trade for Za'Darius
Smith.
There
it is right there.
There it is. That's where you're going with this. You mentioned Aziz Ojulari from the Giants. You got to root for the Steelers tonight. Root for the Steelers to beat the Giants tonight so they're more likely to blow it up. Like, there are going to be teams that are selling at the deadline. There already have been teams that have been selling other positions. The wide receiver market's been crazy already this season. There's going to be pass rushers on the move. The other thing is, what are you giving up to get them? I don't know. I don't know what it is. You're already a little bit behind the eight ball as far as draft picks go for next year because of penalties and because of trades that have been made in training camp. So you don't have as many, you don't have as much ammo as another team might have to go out and get in that trade market. But you got something. I mean, again, other teams are going to be able to make trades to address that issue. You need to be one of the teams that does that.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up some names.
Yeah,
Davion Clowney, you call. Well, no, not in the division.
No, they suck.
Yeah.
He plays for the Panthers. Yeah, if you don't know, and you probably don't.
I don't think they're gonna trade him.
Why not though? I mean, they blow it up. You know,
it's Darius Smith.
The names aren't great.
Yeah.
Like once you get past the really fun ones, like Myles Garrett and Max Crosby that everyone wants, like Hassan Reddick is not like a great option. But
what's the dude? The edge rusher for the Patriots, Josh Uche.
Uche, yeah. Uche. So you get him back together with. With Judon.
Yeah.
Maybe they already traded Judon.
Why
that was
trade
before
him?
The season started.
There you go.
But they won yesterday, too. So
it's a wrap for them.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of bad teams in the NFL that have guys that you could use. It's just a matter of going and getting them. And I think that they will because I think it is so obvious what this team needs. And I think that again, I don't know that a midseason trade for a guy like that, how much better does that make you? But you got to do anything.
Right.
You got to do anything you can to try to address it, because it's crazy for a team to be so solid and even better than solid in so many different parts of the team and then just be so dreadful in that one. Like, they're just the worst in the NFL at it, and it's not close.
No.
Like, we've been talking about it for weeks, and they've got one sack in the last four games.
One sack.
What are we doing? All right, Allie is in Decatur. What's up, Allie?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Look, I just did a 180 thinking about it, listening in on this. Is I was thinking, you know, we're down a third-round pick, and we invested 18,000 picks in this last draft in the front seven. I don't hear any of those people's names during the game, so maybe you're right. Go ahead and give up your first and second round pick and go get a pass rusher, because you're blowing your defensive picks anyway. I was going to call in to say that we don't have the assets, but you're blowing the assets anyway. The Clemson guy, Orokro, when I did see him in the game, he was on roller skates going backwards. And the Dariuses and these other guys, the Notre Dame kid, I never even see on the field. So what's going on, these scouts and what the GM is doing? Maybe go ahead and overpay for a proven asset.
Wow. I mean, when you say overpay for proven asset, the proven assets that you can probably get for whatever what he was talking about, they're not available. Those proven assets that you would give up for that, no. I'm not giving up a second round pick for Za'Darius Smith or anybody like that. It's just not worth the whatever the capital and everything. But I am with you. Where are these guys?
I don't know.
Where are these guys? Where are these guys? That's what we talked about this first hour. Like, and I stole a line from Joe Patrick because he said it on the way for a tailgate show. It's like, are we going to see these guys start playing? I mean, Arnold Ebiketie got close yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He got close. Yeah. He touched back with Baker's jersey.
He did.
Yeah. He touched back.
He got kind of close the week before, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, that's what we're doing with the pass rush. Like, that's the conversation, is we're trying to create scenarios in which they could generate it. Oh, no, the lead doesn't matter. What did you say? You had one. Maybe if they're less tired.
Yeah, maybe if they were more offensive.
Time of possession.
Time of possession. And they're on the defense is
again,
on the field.
Again, I love that we're finding new ways to blame the offense for the pass rush, not being able to get home.
The defense is on the field.
Yeah, no, it's a fair question, though, as far as where they are. Look, I mean, Rukurova's a rookie, so I guess you might give him a little bit of leeway. But, yeah, I mean, Arnold Ebiketie's in year three now, and he's okay, I guess. Like, he's had an okay year, they tell me, but I don't see a lot of it. The kid from Ohio State, Harrison, is okay, but he's not getting home. I mean, Grady and Onyemata in the middle had a nice start to the year, but you don't hear their names get called all that much these days. So I think teams have pretty well figured out what the Falcons can't do, and they're calling plays to try to counteract it. The bottom line is you just don't have good enough personnel.
That's it.
At that position to be difference makers.
I don't think the scheme is bad.
No, I know we want to blame Jimmy Lake.
Yeah, I don't think the scheme is bad.
I don't blame Jimmy Lake.
I think a lot of times,
it's the same guys.
Because,
man.
But the thing about it is, I don't think offenses are doing anything special. You're just not getting home.
Yeah.
You're just not beating your guy. And a lot of times, and a lot of it is, especially on those edges, like, it might show me something. I'm sure it has happened. But the Falcons aren't getting, edge rushers aren't getting chip blocked. They're not getting schemed or nothing against.
No, they just block them.
They just block them.
And they can't get there.
Yeah.
Because, they're not that good.
But they did win, though.
They won the game.
Most important thing.
Yeah, they won the game. And again, it's totally fine to look at this and say, all right, I love it. I love that this team's playing like this. Here's the thing that's going to hold them back if they don't address it. Like, this team is good enough in various other areas to feel confident about the playoffs, winning playoff game or games. But if you can't affect the other team's quarterback, like Baker's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's been putting up big numbers this year. You know what Jared Goff's going to do to you?
In that offense?
If you don't affect him?
In that offense?
They'll score 50 on you.
Yes.
They'll put 50 on you in a playoff game. You don't want that to happen to you. Hopefully they go out and address the pass rush. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day. Let you hear a couple of the highlights from yesterday's win over Tampa. Also get into some college football in about half an hour from right now as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.